The views and opinions expressed on the following show are those of the host and not necessarily those of Bigler Broadcasting or the staff and management of FM Talk 106.5.
It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Be moved a couple of days out. So that's what happened. But if that happened in the future, we're going to let you know and do some little broadcasts and to tell you that the show has been moved. And the reason the show has been moved to a Thursday night. But we're here in beautiful downtown, not downtown Mobile, but we're on the outskirts of the city of Mobile. All right, folks, our number here is 251-343-0106. So we're really glad that you come along with us. And there's a lot we have to talk about, folks. A lot we have to talk about. But first, before we get into our talk portion of the show, as usual, normally at this time, we present Dick Morris. So that's what we're going to do now. Here is Dick Morris.
Pelosi and Schumer have introduced two bills, H.R. 1 in the House and S.1 in the Senate, citing the number one to them, indicating it's their top legislative priority. And it would totally deform American democracy in incredible ways. Essentially, these bills end the concept of voter registration. They make voter registration almost automatic. If you ever submit your information to the state for any reason, from food stamps to a driver's license to another professional license, you are automatically registered to vote. And you can register online, you can register electronically, you never need show up. So effectively, there is no way, given these restrictions, to insist on identification or signatures or verification. There's no way to check if the people registering are even citizens or in fact residents of the state, or in fact even exist. If any of you are baseball fans, you see how the voting for the Hall of Fame works. Anyone can vote and you can cast up to 20 or 30 ballots each. That's what they're gonna turn American elections into. It also provides that 17 and 16 year olds can be pre-registered, which means when they turn 18, they automatically are fully registered to vote. So basically we're gonna have a lot of phantom voters who have never appeared in person to anybody, never signed anything in person, never given any identification, photo or otherwise, to anybody, and vote by mail or absentee. So they never actually materialize and exist, phantom voters. But that's not all the bill does. It also makes it almost impossible to purge the names of dead people or those who've moved away from the voter rolls. It has all kinds of onerous restrictions that are stopping states from purging voters that are ineligible. The states purge now largely on the motion of Judicial Watch that brought lawsuits in a variety of states. States now are purging millions of people from the voter rolls who aren't eligible and don't even exist. Now that process will come to a screeching halt. The bill also changes the Federal Elections Commission, which is the body that controls the elections in the United States. Now it consists of 6 members. By law, 3 have to be Democrats, 3 have to be Republicans. And a lot of times they're deadlocked, of course, 3-3. This bill, quote, solves that problem by making it a 5-member commission with 2 from each party and the 5th appointed by the president, regardless of what the party affiliation is. This means the FEC will always be 3-2 controlled by the party in power, in this case, the Democrats. Basically, it means that the umpire over elections will be a Democrat, will be partisan. It ends the notion of nonpartisan regulation of elections. One of the changes that might prove to be the most dramatic in the long term is that it permits candidates to pay themselves salaries and bonuses out of campaign money. out of money they raise for their campaigns. That's been prohibited. And in the 50s, Senator Dodd of Connecticut was censured for using campaign money for personal expenses. Now that would be completely legal. And it's combined with another element in the law, which creates, out of federal matching funds, a 6-to-1 match for small contributions raised for congressional and Senate candidates, under $100 or something like that. 6-to-1 match. So that creates a whole new vocation, a new public employment project. You can run for Congress, you can get some seed money together from friends, trigger a 6-to-1 match, pay it to yourself, and live happily ever after. It's basically designed to recruit large numbers of candidates from minorities and other poor people and get them to run for office in the hopes of financial gain. Very pernicious provision. Now, this is all going to sail right through. Steamroll it in both houses, simple majorities, Biden signing it. And please contact your senators, your congressmen, raise all kinds of hell, particularly if you live in a state with a Democratic senator or Democratic congressman, because we just have to fight this any way we possibly can.
All right, folks, that's Dick Morris. And I tell you, there's a lot of sense to what he's saying, folks. Because in 2017, when I left here and my children talked me into returning to South Florida, where I came here at the end of 2005, I went down to South Florida. And after 2.5, 3 years, my visa ran out down there. So I had to come back to Alabama. And when I came back, I had to get the Alabama driver's license. And the person who handled my driver's license said, "Do you want us to register you?" Okay. I said, "Yeah, you know, I was registered before here. I was a registered Republican. Matter of fact, I was the senior vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party." But I thought you had to go another place and get registered. But no, I said, "Yeah, I'm definitely going to be registered." And he said, "Okay." So about 3 weeks later, I get a voting card in the mail. Okay. Now, but there are people who are getting their driver's license here in Alabama, and if they're registered to vote, they don't have to prove they're U.S. citizens. Now, what is wrong with that system? Folks, according to our Constitution, which the Democrats want to get rid of, okay, and their surrogates want to get rid of, you must be a United States citizen to vote in any election in the United States of America. So if you are an illegal, or if you have a legal resident status, you get your driver's license, you still can't vote, folks. You can't vote. You are not a U.S. citizen. And that's one of the things that is happening in the United States, okay? Because the Democrats don't want us to have voter ID, and they don't want us to call for identification to prove that you're an American citizen. This is not right. And like Dick Morris said, let's go to court. And I say, let's go to court for folks. And after the break, I'm going to tell you what my plans are. I've talked to numerous lawyers now, and I found that we have justification to do what I'm planning to do. And I'll tell you about that. But remember, the only way you can vote in these United States of America are if you are an American citizen, okay? Now, you Democrats out there who are allowing people to vote, especially in the urban areas, allowing people to vote without being a citizen of the United States, you should be sent to jail. You're committing a violation of the law, folks. You must be a United States citizen, not a legal resident, okay? You got your green card, I-151 card, okay? you still cannot vote in any election in the United States of America. Period. Period. So that's the law, folks, and we have to start enforcing that. All right, and after the break, I'm going to explain what we plan on doing with our lawsuits. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. And like the announcer said, I'm on a mission. Folks, I am on a mission. I am on a mission to stop the spread of the Democratic Party, okay? The cheating that's going on. I'm on a mission to stop that. So what I've been doing over the past 2 weeks now, I've contacted some very intelligent lawyers. And I've also contacted folks in about 15 states now. Not folks, I mean black Republicans. And I've asked them, and they've complained to me about the blacks being discriminated against by the Democratic Party, folks, by the Democrats. And we really are. So based on that, I have contacted and talked with some legal experts. And what we're going to do, folks, and I told the lawyers to use my name, we're going to file a lawsuit against the Democratic Party, okay? And the gist of that lawsuit would be that no matter what we do, no matter what area we're in, if we're in a predominantly Democratic area, we're, as black Republicans, we're not going to win that election, okay? We are not. It's impossible for us to win that election. And a good example of that was Lieutenant Colonel Allen West. Now, he was elected the mayor, and I forgot what district. It was in South Florida. I forgot what the congressional district. But he was elected, and subsequent to his election, they had the censors, and they did the realignment, okay, of the congressional areas. And what they did, folks, is they put part of his area in the minority area, Democratic area. There was no way L.C. Hasten, because before that, when he won the election, it was in a primary Republican district, okay? Then during the realignment, they put his in a predominantly black district, Democratic black district. And guess what? He lost that election, all right? Look at how many black Congress folks there are versus black Republicans in Congress. I think we have 3 or 4, I think. And they have over 70 in the Congress. We have one senator, Senator Scott, and now they're trying to get him out of there. Okay? One black senator, Republican senator. And look at Alabama. We have, I think it's 38 Democrats in the Alabama House. And I think 32 or 33 of those are black. And I think they have 8 senators. I may be wrong. I'm close. And they have 7 or 6 of them are black. But we have no black Republicans in the House or in the Alabama Senate. Now, last week when I was here, we had William Green, and his election's on March 3rd. And he's running in, I think it's District 26, Senatorial District in Alabama by Montgomery. And we had him on the air here. And it's going to be a tough job for him to win that election because it's a primary Democratic area, black Democratic area. And so we're hoping, and we ask for your help. And he's received quite a bit of help from down here, so we appreciate that. We appreciate it. But he is running for that seat that was occupied by a Democrat who was arrested for a law enforcement violation, and he had to give up that seat. So we're hoping that we'll get one, our first one, okay, in Alabama. And what I think my word to the Republicans here, if we have good candidates, I know when I was a senior vice chairman in the Alabama Republican Party, we had 14 blacks running for different offices in Alabama, and I think we had one. No, we didn't have any elected. Folks, if we got good candidates out there, give it a shot. Vote for them, because in my interpretation of this political game, one black Republican is equal to 25 black Democrats. Okay, you don't believe me? Try us. Give us a shot. Let us do it. But we're going to do this lawsuit, and it's going to be a class action lawsuit. And we're working on the strategy right now because it's important, folks. Over the years, under the Civil Rights Act, 1965, not the Civil Rights, the Voter Rights Act, the Democrats did the same thing against the Republicans, okay? They got the law to change the redistricting so they can get Democratic seats, okay? But they left somebody out, and those of us who are black, the black Republican. So we're going to do the same thing against them, folks. And we're going to file lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit until we can get equal justice, because you can see what they're doing to America. You can see what they're doing, trying to do to Alabama. You can see what they did to Georgia, okay? And they're not stopping, folks, because the young lady who's a congresswoman in Congressional District 7 in Alabama, Ms. Sewell, she said the other day that she may run for Senate in Senator Shelby's position, and I invite her to do that, so we'll get rid of her right away. But she said she made the point that they had taken over Georgia and several other states, and their next target is, where do you think, folks? Alabama, right here. And they're doing a pretty good job. Jefferson County, they've taken over Jefferson County. They got rid of all our Republican judges in Jefferson County. And one of those judges, Judge Batiste, was a black female. And so they got rid of her. They got rid of all the Republican judges, all of the county positions. Okay? And look at Montgomery. The same thing happened in Montgomery. And now they're coming to Mobile, folks. That's why I'm so glad that Mayor Simpkins is running for mayor again. Okay? And their target is Mobile. But on the larger level, they are targeting. They have targeted Alabama. And I think what we can do to stop them is file every lawsuit that we can think of. And that's why we're filing this lawsuit. But this lawsuit is going to be a national. This is going to be a class action lawsuit. Okay? Where we have people from other states coming in. Because it's the same way all over America. In every state in America, it is the same way. And that's why we're doing it. Okay? We are doing it for that reason. I think we'll be able to win this class action lawsuit. They did it against us. They did it against the Republicans. So it's about time now we do it against them. So I'm heading that group. So wish me luck. And we just hoping we can get some top lawyers out there to do a pro bono for us. Now, if not, we're going to have to collect money for it and to pay these lawyers. That's no problem. But I'm hoping these conservative lawyers will do a pro bono for us on that subject matter, the lawsuit. Okay? Now, folks, what's happening? Well, I can tell you one thing. CPAC. CPAC is every year. And that's a conservative Republican group. And this year, actually starting tomorrow, they're going to be in Orlando, Florida. Now, I would be there. I would have been there. However, I'm not, because here in Alabama, the Alabama Republican Party is having their winter meeting. And as I told a lot of you before, I'm running for vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. So the vote is Saturday by members of the state executive committee. I think there are 400-some members. So I'll be up in Montgomery running for that position, and I hope I get it, because Alabama needs some they need some minorities, blacks, to be involved with the decision-making process in Alabama. And I have said this before. When I came back here, I was shocked at the number of blacks who have left the Republican Party, okay, over the last 6 years. And I have been able, folks, to reach out for a lot of them, and a lot of more, a lot of additional blacks who said, we want to get involved now that you're back in Alabama. And this afternoon, I was over in Mobile looking at a center where we can have our meeting. So the first and second week, we're going to be having a meeting. And we'll continue this after the break. But it's very interesting, very important to the Alabama Republican Party. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks, this is George Williams, your guy who is on a mission. I am on a mission, and whenever I get on a mission, I complete that mission, folks. I complete my mission. The Marine Corps taught me that way back in 64, okay? You have to complete your mission. So I'm on that mission. But I was talking about CPAC, and I was listening to the news yesterday, and I was reading the BBC newspapers online, and the BBC is British Broadcasting Corporation. Now, they're all over the world, and when I was stationed in South America and when I was stationed in Africa for all those years, I used to tune into the BBC, and they used to be very trustworthy, okay? And then about, 10 years ago, Al Jazeera came out, and that's another foreign media outlet, okay? And what I've read from those two media outlets is that Trump is trying to plot to get to CPAC, which CPAC starts tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday, okay? It's in Orlando, Florida. Well, and I talked to Miss Leticia Jones, and she's been on this show quite a bit. She's going to come on next Tuesday night. We'll be on Tuesday night next week, folks, okay? She is going to give us an overview of what's happening, what happened at CPAC. So she is there in Orlando. And she'll give us that overview. But what happened is the those who head CPAC invited President Trump to come and speak. And, you know, he's only 2 hours away in Palm Beach County, okay, at Mar-a-Lago. So he accepted it. But I read on Al Jazeera and BBC, and I know it's on the American media, that he was plotting to get there, and it's a strategy of his. Well, it was not. The folks invited former President Trump to come and speak at CPAC. Now, last Monday was President's Day, not this past Monday, but Monday before last, And if you know where Mar-a-Lago is in Palm Beach County, there's a four-lane road there. Well, I tell you, folks, there were thousands of folks lined on both sides of the roads to honor President Trump. And it stretched for miles. Miss Jones was there. And another one of my buddies in South Florida who lives in Broward County, he went. And there were just thousands of folks. And he had to come out of Mar-a-Lago, and he didn't get out of the vehicle, but he was waving to the folks, literally thousands. So this man, in spite of the fact that the Lion Clinton News Network, alias CNN and MSLSD, they were lying about the number of people there. And but this man is more popular now, or just as popular as when he was the president before he got cheated out of this election. And they, so it wasn't that he plotted to get to that, to CPAC. They invited him, okay? And so I was going to go there, but I told you we were having a Republican state convention on this Saturday. So that's the only reason I'm not in Orlando, heading to Orlando for CPAC. But this man is more popular, and the Democrats tried to get rid of him, but it is not going to work. And it didn't work because he is back. He's back in full force. He's got a couple $100 million that he's going to help candidates who are going to be running for the Congress and the Senate. And that's what the Democrats are afraid of. They are afraid of that, folks. And they don't know what he's going to do in 2024. Okay? Nobody knows. And let's keep it under the vest, President Trump. Let's keep it under the vest. We don't want them to know anything. But I know one thing. This whole situation reminds me of when Doug Jones won the Senate race in Alabama. And for 2 years, he had to show the Alabama voters how far to the left he really was. And, folks, he really was to the left. But we got him. We got him doing this election. And that's what this remind me of. And now I go into my other topic, okay? What has Biden accomplished since he's been in office? I can tell you, zero that was good. Nothing was good, okay? In my opinion, this man has not accomplished one thing. Quite the contrary. He has issued over 50 executive orders. I have my list right here. So at my age, I have to read these things. I can't just pick them out like that anymore, okay? Now, one thing he's done, open the borders. And he said that, okay? I worked the borders for 3 years as an agent down there. I was in the Albuquerque, New Mexico office, and we had to go to the border. And, folks, it's nothing like the media says. I mean, it's a war zone down there. You have to be very careful. They're using women, men, children. They don't care. They're using them to bring drugs across the border into the United States. So don't let these little innocent people fool you, okay? Don't let them fool you. So he has opened up the border. Matter of fact, the first busload of refugees, these folks are not refugees. They're not refugees. They are not refugees, but according to Biden, they are refugees. And Obama really started open up the floodgates, okay? That's how the floodgates were opened up. It wasn't like that before, folks. Let me tell you, we worked the border. When we caught them, we would send them back over. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Biden has opened the border. There's no if, no ands, or no but. Okay? like I said, a couple of busload have just arrived in Texas. I think it was today. And they're coming over. He's bringing them in. And these are not folks who are well-educated. Folks, these are folks who need assistance. So what do? We give them loans. We give them everything that we don't even give American citizens. How many poor Americans who are born here and needs help? And we're not doing it, okay? But we're giving all these refugees. And remember now, once you make them a legal resident, they bring in their families. So one may have, you bring in one, you may have 10 more with that one. So it's going to be a lot more than what you're hearing on the main media, okay? So once they get their permanent residence, they'll start bringing in relatives, okay? And these are not folks who don't need work or don't need assistance, because they do, and they get it all, okay? What else do they do? Okay, Mr. Biden, welcome to America, the realization. Look at your gas prices, folks. Look at them. Since this man has been in office, they are skyrocketing, okay? You remember, under Obama, it was the same thing. They skyrocketed. And once Trump came in, they started going down. You know why they went down, folks? They went down because we started drilling for oil. We built the pipeline. We had become the number one oil producer in the world. Now we got to go back across the sea and start buying oil. Start buying oil, okay? What sense does it make? All those folks who were fired, okay, laid off, I call them being fired, by him canceling the pipeline, canceled drilling, oil drilling out in the Gulf, the coal miners, okay? Folks, you who voted for this party, the Democratic Party, something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you. And I'm telling you, you're reaping what you voted for. All right? Think about that. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm going to continue. We only have one more segment left, but what this administration have been doing that has been bad for America. And it's not just bad for Republicans, but for Democrats and Independents too. Okay, and remember, you voted for these nuts, you voted for them, and you're gonna get what you weep. Except it's gonna hurt all of us. Like I said, the gas prices. Okay, and this is what he done. He also ordered the stopping of the construction of the wall. All right. And then yesterday, somebody in the administration ordered the Border Patrol and the immigration officials, and there are others on the border also, Customs is there, to not arrest anyone who are coming into America unless they were involved in criminal activity. Can you believe that? I don't think they can do that and get away with it, folks. That's just like the law enforcement, FBI, working on the mob, the mafia guys, and the president says, you can't arrest these guys unless they were involved in the A, B, C, D, E. They can't do that. They can't do that. And I know as a federal agent, they can't do that. If they can't tell us what to do and how to do it, folks. We have to go by the law. We can't go by what the president says or anybody else, what they say, what these politicians say. they can't tell the immigration and customs official and the Homeland Security official, we only want you to arrest somebody if they're involved in this kind of crime or that kind of crime. So this is what they've done, folks. And I've talked to some of these federal officials, and they are angry. They are very angry that they can only arrest somebody except if they're involved in ABC and not DEF. So this is bad. This is bad. So everybody should be angry at that order, okay? It's unbelievable. And one of the biggest things is my granddaughter is going to have to compete against men who are saying they're transgender, okay? She's going to have to compete against men. That doesn't even make sense to me. You have these men who are saying they're transgender women, and they're competing against these girls. It doesn't make sense, folks. Doesn't make sense. And this is something that's got to be changed right away, because these young ladies, you should hear them complain. They can't beat these men. They can't beat those men. You know? They cannot beat them. And you have the one athlete who ran in the Olympics several races, won every race that he ran in. I say he, but he says he's a she. And they stopped him because they take those, what kind of test? I forgot the name of it. It's on the tip of my tongue. You know, to prove that this is a man and not a woman. And this is not fair to the young ladies who are competing in high schools and in college. This is so unfair. But that was one of the first orders, that executive orders that Biden enacted. Okay, it is definitely not fair. And another thing they said they were going to do today, and I just read this, is that Biden is going to overturn the ban on green card applicants. President Trump said that, you know, you have to be here for so long, such a period of time before you got a green card, okay? But Biden has just overturned that. So it looks like whenever he lets somebody in, they're going to give him a green card right away. Folks, this is not good. This is not good. Those folks are crazy. In Washington, the Democratic Party, if you go along with this, something is wrong with you. You Democrats out there, something is wrong with you. And this is something, folks, that I don't know what they're doing. In 2 years, we're going to take over the Congress, and hopefully we'll take the Senate, okay? But how are we going to be able to overturn what this guy's done in 40 days? Okay, it's unbelievable. But Al Jazeera, which I just spoke about, if you go on the net, you'll find Al Jazeera, and they're all over the world. They have just initiated a conservative website and station that they are going to contribute to conservative point of view. And I guess they're competing with CNN, because CNN is definitely a total left wing, okay? And half of Fox is also. So now Al Jazeera is going to call his network the rightless network, okay? And people are really teed off with Al Jazeera for doing this, okay? The Rightly Network. And it's going to be strictly for conservative views. Because not only do we have conservatives in America, but there are British, the French, the Italians, you name it. They have their conservative parties. So that's what they're going to name this. And I can't wait, folks, until they get started. Okay, but they're getting a lot of heat, mainly from Democrats. Okay, they're getting a lot of heat. And Al Jazeera, do your thing, because I hope to be on there one day. All right. And here's another thing in Georgia, folks. Two counties in Georgia have filed lawsuits against President Trump. I still call him the president because, to me, he is my president, Trump. Okay, when you cheated out of an election like he has been, he is still my president. And they're filing this lawsuit against President Trump over his failed attempts to overturn the election this past November. All right? Now, this was the most corrupt election in the U.S., United States history. And so they're filing a lawsuit. And the reason they're doing this, they're doing it, okay, because they know they're going to lose. And certain courts are taking over, and they're agreeing with us now on the corruption involving this election. All right? And that's what they are afraid of. That's what they're afraid of. They do not want us to keep filing these lawsuits against them and the corruption that they participated in during this last election. But we got to keep doing it, folks. And that's what we're doing. We are going to do it. We're not going to give up. Like they file lawsuits against us, let's triple the lawsuits against them, just like they did us. Just like they did us. We're going to do the same thing, but we're going to triple our efforts to get the courts to turn to rule in our favor and turn the tides in our favor. Because, folks, the Democrats are dangerous. They're very dangerous for the survival of America. And you know what they want. Now, when I was in Africa and when I was in South America, the first thing they would do is when the military takes over or a certain president for life take over, they get rid of the Constitution. They get rid of the Constitution. And then all of a sudden, they're going to draw up a new Constitution, but it's going to be based on what they want. What they want. Okay? And they're doing it down the scope of a gun because nobody can carry weapons over there. And that's why they're trying to get rid of our the Second Amendment. Okay? We can't let them, and I'm telling you, folks, we won't let them get away with it. Once they take our guns away, then they control us. But they don't control us as long as we have our weapons, and I got mine, okay? And you keep yours out there. Don't let them take them away, okay? All right, time to get out of here, folks. Until next week, Vicon Dales, everybody. We'll see you next week.